Haunting of Bly Manor. I finished it. Alexa started it. Ladies and beautiful people first. Lex, thoughts?
You should go first. No, it's very slow. I got through. I'm in episode 5 right now. I had to stop it. I just thought, I'm hoping that you're going to say it gets really good, because at this point right now, it's dragging for me. One thing I really like about it, though, is that they're going through a scene. You get one character's point of view, and then they'll kind of rewind, and not necessarily back to back. You'll see the scene again, but from the other character's point of view. So in terms of storytelling, I really like how they're doing that. Of course, I like the whole dollhouse and the dolls. I think that's really interesting. I hope that they get into that more. You just kind of see it and some of the different characters. Most of the characters I don't really care about. Who I mildly care about is the young boy named Miles. Just because, you know, they kind of go into a little backstory about, mm-hmm. you know, what happened to him. Right. And it seems like there's multiple things that are, or entities or people kind of taking over, so you can differentiate between, like, is he the little boy or is he something else right now? But other than that, it's really draggy for me, Jace.
Oh.
I just finished episode 4.
Dawn, yeah. Okay.
Dawn, how are you feel?
I feel it really came to, like, a screeching halt this entire episode. Like, yeah. I feel like episode 3 and 4 just could have been one episode. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just starting to, like, see it as an editor and being like, we don't need all this stuff at the campfire. There's a lot. It's like 70% drama and 30% horror, if that. So far, they better be able to justify all of this.
Exactly. That's later what I'm on. Thinking, too.
I mean, this is like a 9-hour movie when you think about it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, do they need all this? It could have been maybe, I haven't gotten to the end yet, but I hope there's a big payoff. Because if not, I'm going to feel like I've wasted a lot of my time.
Same. See, I have the polar opposite reaction. I actually, and Colin is now in the middle. He has shifted, like polls, like political polls. He's shifted a little bit. He loved it until the last few episodes. And it's funny, there were 2 episodes in the middle that I did not like. The campfire one is one of them. So, yeah, Dawn, I'm 100% with you. That was hard. Mm-hmm. That was hard to get through. But then it picked back up for me. And then there, the penultimate episode, it starts with... do I say this? Yeah, I do. I do say this. The penultimate episode is predominantly a big flashback, mm-hmm. which explains the origin of the haunting of Bly Manor to begin with.
Mm.
The origin of the haunting of the manor itself.
Very haunted, though.
If you feel that way, then there is a payoff in the penultimate episode, because it kind of explains the rules. And what's the force that is holding this together? Like, what really is going on? The penultimate explains it. And
how many episodes are there?
Nine, I think.
Nine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So episode 8 is the explainer. And then I really enjoyed the finale. So, but Colin did not. He big L liked it.
Okay.
He did not get into the love area. Mm. I am small. I'm small L loved. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I did, however, love the finale. I love the finale. But
so there's some closure. It's explained.
Yes.
It's just taking so long.
It's taking a long time to get there. Yeah.
Through mud. Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. I won't disagree with that. They could have shaved 2 or 3 episodes out of this and it would have benefited them. I'm 100% agreeing with you on that.
So that's a shame, because, you know, are people now, when they get these Netflix deals, so it's like they're given an opportunity to do something, and it's like you're given this budget, and they probably tell them, we're giving you a budget for 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Because this is expensive to create. So are they stretching out this story just because they have the ability to do 9 episodes with Netflix when it could have been shorter? Question. Like, yeah. Okay, we don't need $100 million. We just need 60. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like affecting the storytelling to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do not, as I probably will end up liking it more than you two. I can still be critical of the middle. There is a dip in the middle, but to me, the end, I was satisfied with it.
Okay,
I was
good.
I was slightly more than satisfied. I actually really enjoyed episode 8. Phil Jones is sending a message. The explainer. Oof. Yeah, I enjoyed the backstory.
Explain the perfectly splendid.
They explain everything.
Okay, good. Okay. Because that is annoying as hell.
Isn't it? She's like a repeating record. Like,
oh yeah, that stops. That stops.
Okay.
That stops. The perfectly splendid, that stops. But all they do explain, you will under... Basically, you know how there's... Dawn, you can explain this better than me. There are rules dominating these supernatural universes. Like, okay, why can this ghost do that and that? They explain basically the rules of what's happening on the premises of Bly Manor. Like, what's happening to these people? Like, what's the rules that are governing this ghost or these ghosts? I'll leave it a little ambiguous. And I really enjoyed the backstory, which you don't know until episode 8. And I'm like, oh, this is okay. I get it.
It makes me feel anxious that I have to drudge through episodes 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, but
I was hoping it would pick up because I'm one episode behind you. I was hoping it would pick up at the next episode, but you're telling me I'm going to be.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I mean, I don't not like it. It's just like I'm more impatient. I want people to get to the, you know.
Let's get to it. Yeah.
You're more in line with everybody else. I'm a little bit of an outlier on this one. I still loved Hill. Now that I'm done, Hill House was superior in so many ways. But, I actually really enjoyed this. So I shouldn't say
so
really.
Going.
I actually enjoyed it.
We should keep going, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're halfway there. I mean, just finish it. Because the conclusion to me is satisfying.